وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى we continue the lesson we taking from the منظومة of Sheikh Sa'idi رحمه الله، منظومة القواعد الفقهية. الشيخ رحمه الله يسأل: الدين مبني على المصالح في جلبها والدرء للقبائح، فإن تزاحم عدد المصالح يقدم الأعلى من المصالح، وضده تزاحم المفاسد يرتكب الأدنى من المفاسد. إن شاء الله تعالى before we start the lesson, if there is anyone who memorize the last lesson or at least read it from the book. Anyone who memorize? Somebody memorize another one, he reads from the book, we give precedence to the one who memorized it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يقول الناظم رحمه الله تعالى: اعلم هديت أن أفضل المنن علم يزيل الشك عنك والدرن، ويكشف الحق لذي القلوب، ويوصل العبد إلى المطلوب، فاحرص على فهمك للقواعد جامعة المسائل الشوارذ، لترتقي في العلم خير مرتقى، وتقتفي سبل الذي قد وفق. وهذه قواعد نظمتها من كتب أهل العلم قد حصلتها، جزاهم المولى عظيم الأجر والعفو مع غفرانه والبر، ونية شرط لسائر العمل، بها الصلاة والفساد للعمل.
سنت بارك الله فيك. Someone else. طيب. الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى he continue mentioning some of the قواعد, the principles. He said الدين مبني على المصالح في جلبها والدرء للقبائح. الدين, the religion, مبني على المصالح, is built upon benefits. The religion means the religion of Islam, ألف أن لام للعهد. The religion of Islam, the religion of Allah عز وجل, مبني على المصالح, is built upon common benefits. Is built upon benefits. في جلبها, establishing them, mean establishing the benefits, whether it is to establish and to make the benefit exist, والدرء للقباح, or whether it is to prevent harm, to repel harms. This is the summary of the religion of Islam. If people would have understand this and would believe it truthfully, we all will have blessings in this dunya and the hereafter. ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. This is the summary of the religion of Islam, that all the religion of Allah was sent down, Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent to us. مبني على المصالح, is built upon benefits, to achieve benefits, to establish and to increase benefits, and on the other hand to prevent or at least to minimize the harm all the commands of the religion is upon that. Whether it's praying, whether it's prohibition of haram, command hijab, everything is for that purpose. لتحصيل المصالح وتكميلها وتعطيل المفاسد وتقليلها. To establish benefits, to establish, to bring it, and to increase it, to prevent and repel harm, or at least to minimize it. This is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether we understand or we don't understand, everything Allah command, everything Allah forbade is based on that. الدين مبني على المصالح في جلبها والدرء للمفاسد. So this قاعدة called قاعدة جلب المصالح ودفع المال مفاسد. This is the principle. The Shaykh make a poem, but the nathr of the principle is جلب المصالح والدرء مال المفاسد. جلب المصالح, establishing, bringing المصالح benefits, ودرء المفاسد, preventing, repelling harm. Sheikh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, the student of this Sheikh, Sheikh Sa'di, in his manzuma, manzuma to usul al-fiqh wa qawa'idi, he put it in another way, more detail. Sheikh Sa'di, he summarized it. Sheikh Uthaymeen, he make three lines. He said, الدين جاء لسعادة البشر والانتفاء الشر عنهم والضرر فكل أمر نافع قد شرعه وكل ما يضرنا قد منعه ومع تساوي ضرر ومنفعة يكون ممنوعا لدرء المفسدة. This قاعدة والشيخ سعد هي رسالة الدين مبني على المصالح في جلبها والدرء للقبائح. His student Sheikh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, that great scholar, he made it in three lines. الدين جاء لسعادة البشر. The religion come for what? For the success of the people. That's the mission of the religion of Islam. It's not to harm people. It's not to burden on them. Allah didn't send messengers to punish His Subhanahu wa Taala, His creation. No. The reason is لسعادة البشر, to success, to give success and happiness and joy and good situation to make them in a well-being state, the people. والانتفاء الشر عنهم والضرر, and to prevent from the people الشر, evil, والضرر, and harm. Okay. Therefore, the Shaykh said, فَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ نَافِعٍ قَدْ شَرَعَ. Any benefit in matter was legislated. Anything which benefits the people for their worldly affairs, for their religious affairs, was legislated. شَرَعَ. وَكُلُّ مَا يَضُرُّنَا قَدْ مَنَعَ. Everything harming us, forbade it, prohibited it. That's what the religion of Islam is. So if Allah command us to pray, fast Ramadan, give zakah, make hajj, be good to the parent, don't lie, don't steal, don't instigate, don't deny, don't. All the point behind is for what? Yes, for the benefits. To benefit us and to prevent what? Harm. وَمَعْ تَسَاوِي ضَرَرٍ وَمَنْفَعَةٍ يكون ممنوعا للدرء المفسدة. The Shaykh added to that too, Shaykh Uthaymeen. He said when the when the benefit and the harm are equal. This mara has both harm and benefit. And they are equal. Sometimes the matter has no benefit whatsoever. It's all harm. Like obeying shaitan, listening shaitan. All is harm. Shaitan is adu, is enemy. He never tell you something good for you. So all is harm. Prevent from shaitan. Avoid shaitan. Don't obey shaitan. Don't trust shaitan. Don't listen to shaitan. Don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. Never trust him. Any action of shaitan, run from me. Because shaitan, iblis, is harm. Just a harm. He's not there but to harm us. On the other hand, the prophets, all benefits. No harm whatsoever. Only good comes from the prophets of Allah. So when something has pure benefit, uphold to it. Pure evil and harm, avoid it. Sometimes it has benefit and it has harm together. Now, simply because there's harm, don't run away from it. Simply because there is benefit, don't rush to it. Look which one is more. If the harm is more, avoid it. Don't be deceived with the little benefit there. If the benefit is more, uphold to it. Get it, achieve it. Work hard for it. Don't run from it because of the harm which you know which is in it. Because the benefit overweights, may that take over the harm. And this is where it needs ijtihad. Where needs analyze, where needs pondering, thinking, studying. This is where people mistake. Something which is pure harm, people know that. Something which is pure benefit, people know it. Yes, no, everybody agrees to that. But when it has both, there is good in it, there is positive in it, and there is negative in it. This is where you need to look which one to consider. The medicine has side effect and has benefit. Because it has side effect, don't run from it. Look the benefit. Because it has benefit, don't run to it. Look the side effect. So, this is when the most of it is harm, avoid it. Allah said in the Quran, وَيَسَأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. Gambling and alcohol, wine, there's ithmun kabir, a big sin, it has a big negative there. وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ, there's benefit for the people. Through gambling, you make business, through drinking alcohol, you make money and the like. وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. But the harm in gambling and in alcohol is bigger. The ulama, they said, Allah, in that verse, he didn't forbid it. But there, some sahaba, they left the alcohol. Since the benefit is less, the harm is more, they left it. No gambling, no alcohol after that. Until Allah sent down ayah, forbidding, subhanahu wa ta'ala, both of it, mention is amal al-shaytan. And Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is al-hakim, the wise. Islam, the beginning didn't start with, as Ummul Mumin Aisha radiallahu anha said, don't drink it, don't do, don't steal, don't zina, don't. She said, Allah would, the command would have started, they would have said, no, we're doing it, we're drinking, we're doing it. But Allah starts, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the tawheed, with the belief, with the faith. When someone has sound aqeedah, it will be easy for him to leave haram. Somebody without strong aqeedah, you tell him, leave smoking, leave this, you are not on the same page. First, the heart has to be fixed. Then it will be easy. He will give it away. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So, when it has benefit, it has harm, look both. Which one more? That's what the religion commands. If it's equal now, you come to the, you realize that it has benefit, it has bad, but and it's equal. What should be done? The Shaykh said, يَكُونُ مَمْنُوعًا لِدَرْءِ الْمَفْسَدَ. Should be forbidden to prevent harm. قاعدة درء المفسدة أولى من جلب المصلحة. نعم. So the Shaykh رحمه الله, he said the religion is مبني على المصالح. The religion is built upon benefits. The ulama, they say هذه في المأمورات. This is in commands. Whatever the religion command is مصلحة, is benefit. في جلبها. والدرء للقبائح also the religion is built upon repelling and preventing harm. That is في المحرمات والمكروهات. That's for the prohibitionists. Any prohibition, Allah forbid alcohol, Allah forbid stealing, Allah forbid oppression, Allah forbid, why? To prevent harm. Allah give command, pray, fast, be good to the parent. Why? To achieve benefit. So all the religions about either ma'murat or manhiyat. Ma'murat, amr ijab or amr istihbab. Manhiyat, amr nahi tahrim or nahi tanzih. So, therefore, every command fulfilled. If you cannot all, whatever you can. Because the command is benefits. Get all the benefits. You can't, whatever you can. Don't leave all of it. ما لا يدرك كله لا يترك جله ولا يترك كله. Okay? Somebody promises he's going to give you $100. He give you 10. What are you going to do? You throw the 10 to him? Or you take it? You take it. Having 10, I have nothing. If you throw the meal, you are not hungry. You are not desperate. You are not in a state of necessity. Would you? You wouldn't throw it. So, because this is a benefit. Get all of it. You have a job. Okay, they pay you $5 an hour. And they should pay you $15, for instance. But you don't have another money. Get the $5. While you're getting the $5, look for another job. Get $6, $7, up to where you can get $1 million an hour if you can get it. But don't leave the $5 while you don't have something else. Because this is good. If it's good, get all of it. You cannot get all of it, get whatever you can get it. But the harm, leave all of it. Don't say, I'm not going to drink all this poison, but I'm just taking a little bit of it. La, this is poison. Avoid it. Avoid it. JazakAllah khair. So, this is the qaida. And really, when the Sahaba, the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they understood this reality. Allahu Akbar. Obeying Allah, obeying the Messenger was so easy to them. Such a way they used to give glad tidings to one another when Allah sent down chapter from Quran. وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَذَلَا سَيْلٌ فَزَادَتُهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Any surah Allah sent down, as for those who truly believe, it increased them belief. And وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. What is وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ? What does that mean? What does it mean? نعم. وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. How you say in English? وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. They, yes, they happy with it, they rejoice with it. They have bishara, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ. So they have bishara, they have glad tidings, they have good news. نعم بُشْرَى لَكُمْ الْيَوْمِ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. What's bushra? Glad tidings, good news. So they rejoice. Allah forbid drinking alcohol, they're happy. They rejoice. They're very happy. Why? Because they have this sound aqid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaniyun and ibadi. All the creation of Allah worship Allah, all of them. And they have the best heart. The heart of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, piety and righteousness. And guidance and knowledge and wisdom and name it, they will not increase. To Allah's dominion, Allah's sovereignty, Allah's greatness in anything whatsoever. Allah is perfect. They all disobey. They have the heart, they have the heart of shaitan, of Iblis. They disobey Allah, all of them. It doesn't decrease. Allah's greatness in anything. Then why Allah subhanahu legislate the religion? It's to benefit subhanahu wa ta'ala us. So if somebody has this aqidah, he will love the deen of Allah. He will be very happy. Therefore, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, what means if you hear, Ya ayyuha alladhina aman, O you who believe, what did he say? Be attentive. Listen to it. You are either being commanded good or you are being forbidden evil. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, do this. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you believe, don't do this. So either you're being guided to good or you're being prohibited from falling into haram and danger. So that's what Sheikh say, الدين مبني على المصالح في جلبها والدرء للقوائح. Therefore, this principle, every action you're doing it, you look the consequence. This is good, I'm just doing it. No, that's not the point. Look the consequence, look the benefit. Where it is now, where it is in the future. And this is whoever Allah gives, gives, Allah gives. Yes. Look the consequence. Therefore, alayhi salatu wasalam, as we all know, there were hypocrites who were bothering him, harming Islam. Sahaba, they say, kill them. What he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يتحدث الناس أن محمدا يقتل أصحاب. I don't want people to say Muhammad is killing his own companion. People don't know these are hypocrites. They are not even Muslims, let alone being companion. But people don't know that. They are in the first row, they are in Salah, they are with the Prophet ﷺ in the expedition, in the Ghazu. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul used to stand outside the masjid Friday. You say, oh, Arabs, Allah send you a messenger. Be thankful to Allah, obey him. Liar. That's what people know. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Come to the messenger, say, surely you are the messenger of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ وَاللَّهُ يَشَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah witnesses, they're liars. Munafiqans are liars. They are not truthful in that. The statement is right. The messenger is the messenger of Allah, but they are not truthful. كَلِمَةُ حَقٍ أُرِيدَ بِهَا بَعْضِ. It's true word, but they want to misuse it. اتَّخَذُوا أَيْمَانَهُمُ جُنَّةً. They took their oath. ماذا? They are swearing, they took as a defense. MashaAllah, this one who, remember, who say by Allah, this one, and people, Muslims, leave them. These people who were so harmful to the messenger, he didn't kill them. Because of considering al-maslaha wal-mafsada. Yes, killing them, there's a benefit. And they deserve. But there is also mafsada. There's harm doing that. Now you have benefit, you have harm. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now see that being patient with the harm coming from them is less problem than killing them. And that backfires to the Islam itself. Fitna. Likewise, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he conquers Makkah, he said to his wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, Ya Aisha, law anna qawmaki, hadithu ahdi bi kufrin, lahadamtu al-ka'ba, wala banaytu ala qawa'id Ibrahim, wa kama qala alayhi sallam. Oh Aisha, if your people wouldn't be new Muslims, they wouldn't be new to Islam. Because some of them become Muslim only that day. And they used to honor the Kaaba. If they wouldn't be new to Islam, I would have destroyed the Kaaba and rebuilt it on the principle and the foundations and on the pillars of Prophet Ibrahim. Prophet Ibrahim, when he was building the Kaaba, he was not able to build all the Kaaba. So he built about two-thirds of it. Like the Kaaba is like this table, like this table. So Prophet Ibrahim, he built all the way from here to here. This is where our Kaaba is now. That part is from the Kaaba, but it's not built. Hijr Ismail, it's not built. You can get into it and pray inside there. It's exactly like you are inside the Kaaba. Because this is the land of Kaaba. This is the house Prophet Ibrahim Ismail built for Allah Azza wa Jal. Prophet Ibrahim, he was not able. Prophet Ibrahim, he built it, not Prophet Ibrahim. The Quraysh, I'm sorry, it is the Quraysh who were not able when they wanted to rebuild the Kaaba. Years, thousands of years. Kaaba has to be rebuilt. It's just a building. This building is not going to stand. After 100 years, you need to innovation. It's not to rebuild, to do it. So when Quraysh decided to rebuild the Kaaba, they had a commitment. They have an agreement among themselves. We don't use haram. We don't use unlawful things from into the house of Allah. Then when they built about two-thirds, they were not able more than that. So they said, let us stop here. So they stopped there. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he is able to do that. Alhamdulillah. He is able to do that physically, financially, willingly. But he stay away from it. Out of fear, the Quraysh, those who are new to Islam, Mada will leave Islam. Oh, he was honoring, telling us the Kaaba is great. The day he become strong, he captured Makkah, he destroyed it. And they were so attached to the Kaaba, those people. Such a way, if one of them see the one who killed his own father, he was looking for him. He find in the haram, he doesn't touch him. This is how those people were honored in this land. Some Muslims, they don't do that, wallahi. Some Muslims, they go to Makkah to steal now, the Muslims, to steal the Hujjaj, to spread, to take, try to put drugs inside there. Criminals, wal'iyadu billah. Those mushrikeen, la. So the point is, he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he didn't do that. Our fear for the religion of the new Muslims. So if those people wouldn't be new Muslims, they would have been well ground with aqidah, destroying the Kaaba, who did it, the messenger of Allah. Even if there's no Kaaba after that, a believer, he believed the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will be easy to him. But he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he knows his sahaba are not the same. He knows those who believe in him are not the same level of iman. Some of them, things will affect them. Some of them, well grounded. مَا تَضُرُّهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. No fitna, trials, is harming them as long as the sky and the earth exists. Like Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman, the sahaba. رضوان الله تعالى عليهم, except those new Muslims. So again, this is because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, considered Mada. And this is allowed in the Sunnah. Even Umm Salama, radiallahu anha, the wife of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger, alayhi wa sallam, all his wives, nine wives, none of them was young, was virgin when he married, except Mada, Aisha, radiallahu anha, for the wisdom. Aisha radiallahu anha for the wisdom. And she is the one who narrated the most hadith from the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather from all the companions except three companions. She is the fourth person. All the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam were women, were they married before. So one of them was Umm Salama radiallahu anha. Umm Salama, one time she feared that Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam might divorce her because of their night. That's what she feared. It's not something happened. Sometimes person might think something. This is what she thought. Prophet might divorce her in order Aisha radiallahu anha take her night. Or in order, so she said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, keep me in marriage, and I gave my night to Aisha. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accepted. The point is, Umm Salama radiallahu anha, she make, if that happened, she is divorced, she is not the mother of the believers, she is not the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, she is not the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in dunya, she is not high status, mother of the believers. Okay? And on the other hand, if she give her night, she wants the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay her house whole night. How great it is. So she make these two things comparison. And she choose Mada, the less harm. She choose, so she give up her night. So this is a wisdom. Yes, sometimes you may not be happy with your marriage, whether it's your wife, your husband, you're not happy with, but still you keep it. Considering general benefits. making calculation considering everything, children, your life, the religion, so and so. By the way, it's a question. Did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam divorce any of his wife? Which one? Yes? Anyone else? Did Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam divorce Hafsa radiallahu anha? Na'am? Hadith sawama qawama, sahih, am da'if? Inna sawama tun qawama? Okay. Tayyib. Al-muhim. So he alayhi salatu wa salam ma'ada na'am sahih 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 تزوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسنت. So question, did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم divorce Hafsa, any of his wives or not? Okay. أبو وائل إيش سمعت؟ لا تدري. أبو صالح لا تدري. لا تدري نسو العلم. بارك الله فيك. طيب على كل حال. So this is the first line. الدين مبني على المصالح في جلء والدرء للقبائح. We ask Allah al-Kareem to give us that aqidah, that correct aqidah, that all the commands of Allah is for our own benefits. So Allah said in another ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ or you believe. Obey Allah and His Messenger when He call you to that which gives you life. لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. So obeying Allah is life. Disobeying Allah is death and sickness. Then the Shaykh said, based on that principle, that all the religion is built upon common benefits, whether establishing the benefit or preventing and repairing harm. فَإِن تَزَاحَمْ عَدَدُ الْمَصَالِحِ يُقَدَّمُ الْأَعْلَى فإن تزاحم عدد المصالح يقدم ال... Do you have يقدم ميم مرفوع يقدم مرفوع مرفوع طيب no other نسخة you don't have يقدم or يقدم we have all the same كابي okay so that's why sometimes it's good to have different كابي على كل حال is it right يقدم is it مرفوع If we don't consider the نظم من حيث الإعراب is يقدمه يزيد مرفوع ماذا مبني مغير الصيغة طيب مغير الصيغة دائما مرفوع طيب أوكي طيب أبا ياسر ماذا مجرور مجزوم أوكي أوكي على كل حال why not مجزوم أليس هذا جواب الشرط فإن تزاحم تزاحم فعل مضارع مجزوم بإن فإن تزاحم عدد المصالح يقدم أليس هذا الجواب الشرط صحيح أم هذا خطأ من يفيدنا some of the brothers they know somehow I don't know they don't want to benefit us or they're shy طيب maybe ضرورة شعرية نعم التقاء الساكنين يكون مكسور يقدم ال أليس كذلك أو التقاء الساكنين يكون مرفوع يكون مضموم نعم من يفيدنا أبا قتادة؟ إيش رأيك؟ نعم جواب الشرط مجزوم. طيب إذا كان مجزوم إذا هذا لالتقاء ساكنين، فهل يكون مكسور أم مضمون؟ مكسور. طيب على كل حال فإن تزاحم عدد المصالح، the sheikh said if a number of benefits coincide, if a number of common benefits coincide, now you have many benefits together. Two things, each one is a benefit. But you cannot do both. You want to get married? You want to seek knowledge. This is a benefit, this is a benefit. But you can't get both. You come to the masjid before Fajr, you either pray two rak'ah before Fajr, the sunnah, or two mandatory prayer. Time is very short. You have time left only two rak'ah. Do you pray the two sunnah or you pray the two mandatory? So you have two maslaha. You can't do both. فإن تزاحم عدد المصالح, if a number of common benefits coincide, يقدم الأعلى من المصالح. Preference is given to the great benefit. Preference is given to the great benefit. This is قاعدة. Now you have two maslaha. Two good things. You can't achieve both. You can get both, get it. You can't both, now look which one is bigger. Which one has more benefit than getting that. This is the shar' and this is also the aql, the intellect. طيب. On the other hand, he said, رحمه الله وضده تزاحم المفاسد يرتكب الأدنى من المفاسد. It is opposite is the coinciding of harms. Two harm come together. You can't skip both. Either this or this. As this incident, the Prophet ﷺ either has to be patient ﷺ with the harm of munafiqeen, or he killed them and accepted the harm which come out of that of saying negative things about Islam. The least of the harm is committed. The least of the harm is committed. So you have two harm, skip both of it. Don't fall into any of it. Avoid both. You can't. You have to encounter one of it. You're driving on your way, is a human being. On the other way is a cat. There is no way you can escape both. So either you destroy yourself or the cat or the human being. What do you do? You put your hands on the head and you close your eyes and you say Allahu A'lam. La. The religion here tells you which one is less harm. Killing the cat. Don't hesitate, go straight. Because of there is too harm, you take the least. The Sharia allows you that. You will not be punished because you hit the cat. You have a way to save it, you will be punished. But now you will not. Why? Because you have two harm. You have to encounter one of it. Take the least. This is the deen of Allah. Naam, this hadith, yes, it's authentic that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divorced Hafsa radiallahu anha. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان طلق حفصة ثم راجعها then he returned her back صلى الله عليه وسلم in the wording فإنها صوامة قوامة وإنها زوجتك في الجنة. شغل الباني حسن الحديث this wording that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was commanded by Allah to return Hafsa radiallahu anha in marriage. Why? فَإِنَّهَا صَوَّامَةٌ قَوَّامَةٌ She fasts a lot and prays a lot. So her ibadah, her closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was considered. And وَإِنَّهَا زَوْجَتُكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ She is your wife in heaven. رضي الله تعالى عنها. So now the point is, what was considered is because of her religion, because of her ibadah. So a Muslim might have a problem with his wife, for instance, but he knows she's obedient to Allah. She's obedient to Allah. She has good quality. She has good iman. Because of that, he keeps. She may not cook nice to him. She may not. But because she is obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, believing woman, he keep. For instance, likewise, Muslim sister, her husband, he may not be good in providing. He may not be good in that. But she knows he's obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. He loves to obey Allah. He hates to disobey Allah. He tries his best. And she considered that, fi sabilillah. It's just an example to consider ماذا, the harm, the benefit. The Sheikh said, وَضِدُّهُ تَزَاحُمُ الْمَفَاسِدِ. He said, فَإِنْ تَزَاحَمْ عَدَدُ الْمَصَالِحِ يُقَدَّمِ الْأَعْلَى مِنَ الْمَصَالِحِ. If a number of common benefits coincide, preference is given to the great benefit. So you have two great benefits. As we mentioned, you want to get married, you want to go to study. You can't do both. You look your situation. Some people, they have to get married. If they go seek knowledge, they cannot even focus on knowledge. They cannot. They know it. They have to get married. Others know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a strong love for the ilm and patience. That's their himmah. As for marriage, they're not interested. They're a human being, but they don't. Now, seek knowledge. Seek knowledge. Study. So there's no general rule for it. It goes back to the person himself. Na'am. Because of, this is two maslaha, two benefits, he can't do both. He does then the bigger one. On the other hand, وَضِدُّهُ تَزَاحُمُ الْمَفَاسِدِ. It is opposite, is the coinciding of harms. Two harms come together, two difficult, two hardships. You can't escape both. What should you do? The Sheikh said, يُرْتَكَبُ الْأَدْنَى مِنَ الْمَفَاسِدِ. The least of the harm is ماذا? Is committed. And this قواعد is benefit the person even in his life. In your life, whatsoever, what's pure benefit, there's no harm, don't miss it. Try to get all of it. You are not able to get all of it, get at least what you can get. There is pure harm, avoid all of it. You can't at least avoid some of it. There is something that has benefit and harm, make comparison. Which one is more? Benefit is more, do get it. Yarhamukallah. Get it, even though there is harm. Don't say it has difficulty, yes. Some brothers say, Yahweh, the marriage has difficulty. No question, it has difficulty. But the benefit overweights the difficulty. If this is the case, don't worry about the difficulty. Don't even bring it to your mind. This is a part of the life. The benefit is more. If the harm is benefit, now, even though there is some benefit, but the harm is bigger. The harm is bigger. Avoid it. Don't be deceived with the benefit which is in. The harm is bigger. Avoid it. Both are equal. The harm and the benefit are equal. What should you do? Leave it. Because دار المفسدة أولى من جلب المصلحة. To avoid harm, take precedence. Preference take precedence over getting a benefit. Otherwise, it's going to be play. Why you two things is the bad and good is equal. Why you go into the bad? Why? If it is the same, it doesn't change your life. نعم. Then the Sheikh said, وَضِدُّهُ تَزَاحُمُ الْمَفَاسِدِ يُرْتَكَبُ الْأَدْنَى مِنَ الْمَفَاسِدِ. Please memorize, inshallah, and we ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barakah al-Nabi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.